Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Off Sheffield Live, 90 Puts FM, this is The Back Room every Thursday night, playing the best in indie, rock, alternative, electronic and punk. And a great start, The K's there and Gravestone from Pretty on the Internet, their forthcoming album. Also got gig at Sheffield Octagon on April the 25th. Got a packed show for you tonight. Got loads of great new music, and I'm going to be talking to Craig Finn. He's lead singer of indie legends The Hold Steady. He's back with his sixth solo album, Always Been, which is going to be out next week. All that coming up. And yeah, this is new from F War. This is Surge. Loving that. They got a new EP out on April the 11th. That is called Surge. They are called F4. They are from Birmingham. Okay, we've got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases all coming up. This is news from Stone Cold Sweethearts. This is Strange Lands.
For a while, tell me where to go.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
Smile, we're together on this ride. The marble say this feeling never ends, and it's you, yeah. Oh, it's you. Freedom forms within the sweet reflection of the scene. The coldest heart never could resist the best of you.
Sound a bit like Paul Weller. That is Cardinal Black. I love that. Let's keep on running. Their new album, Midnight in the Valencia, will be out on May the 23rd on 30 Tigers. And they've got October, November, December, UK and European door dates, plus UK in-store dates as well. So check them out. They are called Cardinal Black. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, home of brand new music every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 7. If you want a bit of energy, check these guys out. This is 1 minute 57 seconds. Soapbox.
Advice. Though I might walk, can I hide?
New music on the back room. Future sounds.
I promise a moment to sit down by the table with the view. Might have took the wrong direction once or twice along the way. I guess it's true. You know I've been feeling down. When did it all happen to me now? You know I've been missing you. In time.
Amazing, Somebody's Child. It's Time of My Life. Their forthcoming album, the second album, will be released tomorrow. It's called When Youth Fades Away. Before that, it was Soapbox. Very loud. 1 minute, 57 seconds of Do As You're Told. They've announced their new EP, Lock In. It's going to be out on the 25th of April. And they are from Glasgow. Okay, going to be talking to Craig Finn very, very shortly. But let's go to this guy. He's called Tom Bright, and this is a great new record. This is Temptress. Tom Bright there. That record was produced by Mick Jones of The Clash and Big Oil Dynamite. Features Glenn Matlock from Sex Pistols on that record. It's Temptress. It's from his forthcoming album, Young Old Bloke. Okay, this is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Got some great new music still coming. Got Craig Finn to talk to. Got music news, local Nigel Kidgar, new album releases.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Another new one from The Horrors, new album, Nightlife, that is LA Runaway. They're so back on form. They've never been off form, I don't think. So, okay, let's talk about my special guest tonight, Craig Finn. He's an American singer-songwriter, musician. He's best known as the frontman of the American indie rock band, The Whole Steady. He's got a 6th solo album coming out on the 4th of April. It's called Always Been, and gonna play a track from that before chatting to him. This is called People of Substance, Craig Finn.
Dana, I don't get depressed anymore. So possibly December at the Delaware shore. Maybe missing numbers on the motel doors, the toy section of this drugstore. Otherwise I'm pretty much cured. Been getting out of bed before noon now. Gonna find a new place pretty soon now. The whole thing's moving uptown. And I'm sorry about the way that I scared you. I'm sorry that I wasn't in touch since. Spent way too much time on people without any substance. I decided I'm gonna push forward. I'm committed to making the change. But you gotta remember I never go out in the rain. And it's been raining all day and my jacket got nicked from the coat shelf. The curtains can't keep out the gray. The umbrellas that you get at the drugstore always blow the wrong way. Day and night don't drink nearly as much. One or two nights at the week at the most. I know I used to be such a monster. The city still lousy with ghosts. I'm sorry about that fight in the taxi. You know that probably just wasn't my night. If you just agree to come see me, I could try to make it alright. I decided I'm gonna back off now. Heard you turn that old boy into a husband. Now you're out in the county hanging out with some people with substance. Done with the breakdowns, but the winter's pretty weird at the shore. You never really told me what it was you cut me off for, and I'm still not sure. So I decided that I'd call and just check in if I was good enough for you back then. You shouldn't be ashamed to bring me around to your new friends. I've been asking around for some sort of system to trust in. Maybe you could put me in touch with some people of substance. Spend way too much time with people without any substance.
So welcome, Craig Finn, to Sheffield Live, to the back room. It's a pleasure to have you on. Lead vocalist and frontman of The Whole Steady. But also, I'm going to be talking about your latest solo album. But you're in London at the moment, right?
Yeah, I was in London. I was doing 4 Whole Steady shows here at our annual Weekender, which we do every March. And then stayed around to do some promo for this record and did a quick, very quick trip down to Berlin, 24 hours to... also, so been cramming a lot.
Cramming a lot in. Yeah, I'm well acquainted with Berlin. How was that? How was the 24 hours?
It was quick, but it was meant to be 48 hours, but there was an airport strike in Berlin, so it kind of got collapsed. But it's all right. It gave me an extra day to recover from the Hold Steady shows and see some friends here in London.
Excellent. How were the whole steady shows? Because you did, I think you did different. You did the dome, you did the electric ballroom, and
The
another
100
one,
Club.
the 100 Club as well. Yeah, how was those shows, and how did they differ, I guess? Did you
They
do?
were awesome. I mean, we started out, usually we do three, but we added a show this year and we started out with kind of a what we call our storyteller set, which is a lower volume thing. We talk more, we maybe play some more deep cuts, and that's a seated show. So it's a little different vibe than a traditional Hold Steady show. But it worked out really well. And then we had the London, the Electric Ballroom, which was amazing, as always, such a great venue. And then the 100 Club, which is a classic, obviously historical venue that was fun. I've never been in it before, so that was a lot of fun. That we always do Sunday. We kind of pick somewhere small and pack a lot of people in and go for broke.
Awesome. But you're here with, and also, so you've got, the whole steady shows, but that, well, let's talk about your sixth solo album, Always Been, which will be out on the 4th of April. Two singles from it already, People of Substance and Bethany. And this is the first kind of solo album since, I think, 2022, A Legacy of Rentals.
That's correct, yeah.
And so, what was the process of writing this album? Because I understand it was produced by Adam from the War of Drugs. You've got, it's, yeah. How was the process of this album to the one, two, 3 years ago? What was the process of writing
Well,
it?
the first thing was, I mean, it came to me quickly. I wrote it quickly. I kind of came up with this idea of sort of a story that populates most of the songs, not all of them, but most of them. And I was looking to make some do something different. I felt like it was time. I'd made a lot of records in a row with my friend Josh Kaufman. I was very happy with them, but it just felt like time for a change. So my old I've known Adam Grandisdeal for a long time, and I'd guested on a War on Drugs show, and we were talking about a studio that he built out in California, and I thought he might be a perfect person to produce it. When he writes songs, I know his process is to kind of go on a journey of sound. He records and records and records and almost like carves out a song from all this experimentation. And words are oftentimes, I think, the last thing he has. I'm almost the opposite. I have just a few chords, but a pretty tight story. So I thought if we come at it from opposite angles, maybe something interesting would happen in the middle. And it certainly did. And he was, he hadn't, I don't even know what he produced before. He started, while we were recording, he started working with Sam Fender on this Sam Fender record. But before that, I'm not sure if he'd produced other artists or not. But he was he's a natural, and I knew he would be. And he really got something great out of me and gave me a lot of confidence in the songs I brought him. And I think we made something really, really special.
Yeah, and you've got Sam Fender on this record, on your record, haven't you? And
Yeah.
Kathleen Edwards.
Yeah.
We're very fond of Sam here, and
Yeah,
yeah.
we Sam, I met a couple of years back. He came to a solo show I did up in Newcastle, and I knew he was a fan. I kind of gotten that through the grapevine. But we went out after the show and remained in touch. And he was making the record with Adam at the same time. And then I just said, we got to get Sam on one of these tracks. And he sang on the second to last track, Postcards, which is he just did amazing. He's such a good singer. And so yeah, we were kind of working in tandem. He'd started his record already before he came to Adam, but we were kind of like, Adam was kind of toggling between the two of us.
And you're going out on tour with your solo kind of with Bob Mould actually in America
Yeah.
in April. How are you guys been mates for years, or how's this come about? How are you and Bob acquainted?
Well, I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is the Twin Cities. Minneapolis and St. Paul is where Husker Du started. So he's an absolute hero of mine. I mean, I would go see Husker Du when I was in high school. And still one of my all-time favorite bands, as well as everything he's done after and the solo and Sugar. And now, as of fairly recently, we share a manager too. So this came up as a perfect idea. Our records were coming out right around the same time. I'm going to do this since it's a solo, like an opening slot. That this tour is going to be mainly on the West Coast. I'll be playing as a duo with my friend Nelson Devereaux. And I'm really looking forward to it. I know the guys in this band too. And Hold Steady had last summer did a big show in Minneapolis with the Bob Mould band. So I know those guys. I think it's going to be a really good, like a really good crew, a really fun time. And obviously I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds good. Like it's going to be a lot of fun there. I mean, you're a busy man, Craig. You know, there's many Hold Steady albums, many solo albums. And on top of that, you know, you've got this podcast as well called That's How I Remember It. And, you know, there's, tell me about that. I mean, there's musicians, there's authors, film people on there and stuff. How did that come about? What was the idea around having a podcast and getting these people on, really?
Well, so last record, my fifth solo record, was called A Legacy of Rentals, and it dealt a lot with memory. And, you know, I sort of feel like in this modern age, you know, you put out a record, you like do a bunch of promo, and then a week later, the next group of record comes out, and yours is kind of like, you know, everyone moves on. And I was looking for a way to kind of keep having this conversation about memory. So I thought what I'd do is do this podcast and talk to maybe like, I was thinking like eight artists I knew, like friends, and do one episode for each and sort of drag it out through, you know, 2 months or so.
Sure.
What I found is once I started doing it, I really liked it. And I thought I maybe hit on a good topic, which is how memory affects our creativity and, you know, how personal memories show up in our work. And so nowadays I've been getting pitches a lot, you know, so it's become easier to book. People are like, can I come on it? So now, I mean, I've had brilliant conversations with so many great artists that I admire. You know, just yesterday we put up the one with Stuart Murdoch from Belle and Sebastian. I've had, you know, Fred Armisen and Bill Hader, and George Saunders and Patterson Hood and Ben Gibbard. And I'm forgetting tons of people that I've had, Jason Isbell. But it keeps rolling and I really enjoy it. And I think I'm getting a little better at it too.
who would you like on there?
Okay. My dream list would be Paul Stanley from Kiss, he's just a really fascinating guy. Uh-huh. He's very positive, which I like. And his book, which is called Face the Music, is one of the better rock and roll books I've read. Partially because he's interesting, because he never got on drugs, he never got strung out. So his art is a little different than everyone else's. You know, so many of the ones you read are very similar.
Yes.
But his is very different, and he's a good guy. Nick Cave would be another one. Those are kind of like the two off the top of my head that I'd say. Those are kind of the dream team.
Legends.
Maybe together. What if I got them together? That would even,
you know. That would just be awesome. So is there any plans to come back over these shores to do some solo gigs as well?
There is, however, I do not have dates to like reveal. So we're trying to figure that out right now. So, but absolutely. I love playing, you know, I hadn't really traveled before we started the Hold Steady and we found such a great audience in the UK. So it's always thrilling for me to come here, to cross an ocean and have a sea of people singing your words back to you. It's a thrill unlike any other I've experienced. I will always come, you know, I'm always conspiring to get back here. not just the next time, but the time after that. So there will be repeated visits. It's just, you know, how we do it, when we do it, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it about UK audiences for you over the years that kind of, is there a difference with UK audience? Do they give something different? I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I don't want to get in trouble, but a lot of Americans came over for the shows, the Hold Steady shows we just did in London. And the consensus was, even amongst the Americans, that London goes hardest. The UK brought an energy that is No matter where we go, it's always the best. It seems to be the best here out in the crowd. So then that makes you pretty excited on stage. But I think, I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously there's great rock and roll history over here. But people, and also I feel like I meet a lot of people over here. There's a certain type of rock fan that's encyclopedic. There's people that start talking about, Bruce Springsteen B-sides and visiting, some garage his motorcycle got worked on or something, and it's like, wow, how are you doing this,
Well, hopefully, when you come back over here, maybe we'll get a Sheffield gig. Maybe. You never know.
I don't see why not. It's been too long.
If you think London go hard, Sheffield definitely.
Sheffield
The
goes
north of
so
England
hard.
go hard.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I've the north brings it.
Oh, Craig, thanks so much for your time on the show today. Always Been is out on the 4th of April. It's sounding brilliant. Good luck with the tour with Bob. That will be great
Thank you.
fun as well. And hopefully we'll see you over here sometime soon again. Maybe
All right.
this.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome, Craig. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Yep. Bye.
In the later afternoon, it sort of softens on the avenue, wasting the remainder of the day. Drinking off what's left of the glasses on the table when the couples get their checks and walk away. And I'll be here tomorrow, then every day that follows, until I see you later on this week. Will you come and pick me up when I get up off the bus? Will you help me bring my stuff out to the beach? When we met, I was the reverend. You were in the congregation. Didn't happen right away, but pretty soon. And I never had a calling. It was just a strong desire to be the one that stood up in the room. When I was a child, I used to fixate on the chaplain, the way he brought the widows all the tears. And that looked like a decent way to make a little living here. I gave myself to God for a few years. Built a chapel off the exit on the highway outside Harrisburg. There was all that new development back then. Parishioners would come to me with cakes and little pastries and ask me for my blessing once again. But I couldn't shake the feeling I was faking all the faithfulness, and every single sermon was a fraud. Drifted through the rituals, prideful, high and pitiful, and pissing off a petty, vengeful God. Pissing off a petty, vengeful God. Parents are both ancient now. I'm staying at their summer house, clear out on the weekends when they come. To my sisters and her daughters on the fringe of Philadelphia, with their skinny cigarettes and snapping gum. But I'm grateful for the place to stay. I'm caddying on Saturdays. The money's not as good as it was when we were teenagers. Walk back from the golf course, cut through a couple backyards, but I try to keep my eyes pointed heavenward. In some other prior life, the Reverend and his wife.
That's Bethany from Craig Finn's new album. Thanks for him. Great, great to be chatting. What a legend. Okay. Making in a man. Time to do some music news. It's 6:46 at Sheffield Live 93.2. FM, see what's going on in the music world.
Music news.
So Morrissey, he's hit out Sparks, calling them headless palisade savages who threw their old friends into hot molten lava for sexy kicks. He doesn't do things by halves, does he? The former Smiths frontman had a dig at the duo in an Instagram post featuring a series of photos from the 90s. One of the pictures features a note from Sparks talking about a bunch of demos they'd worked on one time. In the caption next to the post, he wrote a nice note from Ron and Russell Mail before they turned into headless Palisade savages. The former Smiths frontman and Sparks were close for many years, with the former citing the latter's influence, even writing to Enemy as a teenager in 1974 to praise their music. Sublime are working with Travis Barker for Blue 182 on the first album in almost 30 years. The iconic ska punk band who split in 1996 after the death of frontman Bradley Nowell officially reunited last year with his son Jacob Nowell on lead vocals, and has been working with Blink 182 drummers Travis and producer John Feldman on new material for the group. Jacob, who will soon be joining the studio by founding members Eric Wilson and Bud Gow, told Rolling Stone magazine, "Travis is an old school fan and scholar of the Sublime catalogue. They feel like family members now too. There was that feeling from everyone, what we're doing here is something generational, special on an emotional, spiritual and familiar level." That's the music news. Okay, let's talk about these guys. They are called Death Echo. They are from Los Angeles. It's kind of artful rock, momentum. They are Lebanese-American singer-songwriter Amir Hamoud and Mexican-American multi-instrumentalist Jesus Omar Lopez. This is their new track. It's great. And it's called Talking Around. Check this out.
The Backroom with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Backroom. Future sounds.
Save me from the demons, my love. I won't let you down.
Young there, and that is called Demons. Okay, let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So this week, you want to go and see a gig in Sheffield this week. David Gray is at the City Hall tonight. China Crisis at the Lead Mill. Overpass at the Foundry. And then Friday, Dits at Yellow Art Studios. Papa Soul at Sydney and Matilda. And then on Saturday, Shutters at Network. Chesney Hawks at Yellow Art Studios. On Sunday, Oyce and Leach at the Greystones, Louis Dunford at the Lead Mill on Monday. Tuesday, Ocean Colour Scene and Cooler Shaker at the City Hall. Kid Capacci at the Pitchodrome and Stick in the Wheel at Sydney and Matilda. Some of the tours have been announced. CMAT has announced Manchester Academy on the 4th of October, Newcastle NX on the 6th, and Sheffield Octagon on the 19th of October. Those tickets go on sale on the 4th of April at 10. English Teacher, they've announced Newcastle NX on the 18th of November, then go on to Glasgow Bowland Ballroom on the 19th, Manchester Albert Hall on the 20th, London Roundhouse on the 25th and the 26th of November. Those tickets are on sale now. And Self Esteem's doing a big tour, but Self Esteem was a guest on my show a few years back, but she's come from up from Picture House Social and, you know, the Lead Mill, and then the Octagon and Don Valley Bowl. And now she's announced the Arena 18th of October. She's going to be doing the biggest gig in Sheffield she's ever done. And a new album on its way as well. So that's pretty amazing. Some new albums out tomorrow. Some great albums. Mumford & Sons is out. Rushmere from them. New one from them. Perfume Genius is a new one called Glory. Youth Fades Away by Somebody's Child. Played a track from that earlier. And Wallows have a new one called More. So that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Great having you. Thanks for Craig Finn from The Whole Steady having a chat, and check out his new album out on next week, 4th of April, Always Been. I'm going to leave you with this band. They are amazing. They're from Australia. They are called Slowly Slowly, and this is Forgiving Spree. See you next week. Have a good evening.
I wanted neon.